Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Welcome, Chiefs fans, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I am Jason Thomas, here to talk some Kansas City Chiefs football with you guys. It's been a little bit. I believe my last podcast was after the second preseason game. Didn't do one after the third preseason game because I knew these cuts would be coming up. I thought I would just wait and see how they turned out. And there weren't too many giant surprises, but there were a few. I'm just going to list the cuts here in order. First is Zane Anderson, the young safety from BYU. Then DiCaprio Boodle, Shane Buechele, Marlon Character, Tyler Clark, Rodney Clemens, Amari Cobb, Austin Edwards, Maurice French, Derek Gore, Damone Harris, Devin Key, Bo Pete Keys, and Wyatt Miller. So that's not all of them, but that's my first group here. And there are some surprises, and a lot of guys I hope make it to the practice squad. I think Zane Anderson, DiCaprio Boodle, and Tyler Clark, Rodney Clemens, Derek Gore, Devin Key, Bo Pete Keys. I think all of these guys, the Chiefs will want back on their practice squad if they clear waivers and are available. And then we'll continue the list. There was Cornell Powell, Dalton Schoen, Darius Shepherd, Emmanuel Smith, Darwin Thompson, Prince Tega Wanagoho, which I can't ever pronounce, Tim Ward, which that one hurt, and Daryl Williams, the center from Mississippi State. So out of this group, you know, I obviously think they'll probably try to get Powell to the practice squad. Darwin Thompson, just some of the stuff he posted on Twitter and stuff. I know he's probably really upset that he got cut, but it kind of made me think that maybe he's not planning on coming back to the practice squad, but, you know, could be surprised. And then Prince TW, since I can't say his name, and Tim Ward, Daryl Williams, are all guys I think the Chiefs would like to bring back to their practice squad if they can find room. And then Garrick Dieter, Marcus Kemp were both released. One thing about the Marcus Kemp move, I do believe that either LDT or Austin Blythe or one or the other or maybe both will be put on IR tomorrow, which means that they're eligible to play in 3 weeks, but their roster spot will become available. And what's going around Twitter by from some national guys is that Marcus Kemp will be a guy that's brought back. So he would be the sixth wide receiver. We'll get into that a little bit later. And a key special teams guy. And then Kyle Long, he was put on PUP, so he wasn't on the initial 53-man roster, which just means he's not available to come back until week 7. And of course, last night, if you hadn't heard, the Chiefs made a trade with the New England Patriots, sending Yasir Durant, the free agent tackle that we had got from Mizzou, and we had turned him into a guard. We traded him to the Patriots. A seventh rounder might not seem like a lot, but for an undrafted guy, that was a good move. And the Patriots, they know how to evaluate offensive linemen. So if they wanted him, they definitely thought he had some value. Let's talk a little bit about the actual roster. Let's start with the defense here. So at defensive line, we've got Frank Clark, Mike Dana, Joshua Kando, Derek Nnadi, Alex Okafor, Jaron Reed, Colin Saunders, Chris Jones, and Wharton. So there are 9 defensive linemen on this squad and 9 guys that can all play and contribute, I believe. Then at linebacker, we've got Willie Gay, Nick Bolton, Anthony Hitchens, Harris, Neiman, and O'Daniel. So, you know, that's the linebacking core. A little bit surprising. I didn't think we'd keep 6. I'll get into that in just a minute. But There was a little bit of news that Willie Gay did get turf toe Friday night in the game, so there was an injury in the final preseason game. It is being reported, at least by the Kansas City Star, that the turf toe isn't significant or is not thought to be, but that is an injury that can get significant in a hurry. So I'm guessing they'll give him a lot of rest leading up to week one and just reevaluate him. Then that would be my best guess at corner. Or actually, I guess at secondary, we kept 10 guys, which is what I thought. But one of the names is a little bit different. We kept Snead, Ward, Hughes, Baker, and Fenton, which those five were pretty set in stone. And then a lot of people were thinking maybe Bo Pete Keys, but I mentioned earlier he was cut. Chris Lamons made this team. He did work with the first team special teams Friday night, which might have been a little bit of a clue that they liked what they were seeing from him. And then the safeties are Matthew Sorensen, Thornhill, and Watts. So only four safeties. And that goes back to hopefully getting Key and Anderson to the practice squad, because both of those guys got a lot of snaps in the preseason. And, you know, if somebody got hurt, they're likely to step in off the practice squad. On offense, of course, at quarterback, we've got Mahomes and Henny. At running back, we've got Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Darrell Williams, and Jerick McKinnon. And, of course, we kept the fullback, Burton. So, officially, it's four running backs, but really one of them's a fullback and special team guy. At wide receiver, we've got Hill, Hardman, Robinson, Pringle, and Fountain made the team. I didn't think he would, but he did. And, of course, I think Kemp will be back. At tight end, we kept four guys, Kelsey, Bell, Gray, and Fortson. Jody Fortson made this team. He made it soundly. And, you know, the Chiefs in Friday night's preseason game used a four tight end set and got a touchdown out of it. So it gives Andy Reid a way to scheme a few plays through the season and make opposing coaches' lives tough on them. And then offensive line, we kept 10. We kept Brown, Tooney, Humphrey, Smith, and Niang, the starters. And then we kept Rimmers, Wiley, Blythe, LDT, and Allegretti. Speaking of Allegretti, that's 10 guys. I did notice today PFF was posting some of their grades on the worst pass-blocking offensive linemen from last year. And Allegretti was right up there in the top 10. His pass-blocking grade last year was in the 20s. Pretty rough. Kind of makes sense. A little bit with the wrestler background that he would be maybe a little bit better of a mauler in the run game than a guy that helps in the pass blocking. And then one more thing I wanted to mention here. It really looks like Dave Taub got five spots on this team. I think there were guys that are better football players that didn't make this team, but I really think Taub got five guys that he wanted that are very valuable on special teams. And that would be the fullback Burton, Kemp coming back, Dorian O'Daniel, which, like I said, I'm surprised he made the team, but to me it's got to be for a special teams value, Lamons and Watts. Because Watts, you know, he knows the system, but I don't think he's anything special as a player, and Key is a much better athlete. And, of course, you know, there are all sorts of guys that were cut by other teams. Cornell Powell is not the only rookie wide receiver cut today. There were lots of them. Seth Williams by the Broncos. Dre Fitzpatrick from the Titans, who was a fourth-round pick. They traded three picks to move up to get. So there were just a lot of wide receivers that weren't able to make moves up their team's depth chart. So even if the Chiefs decide not to keep Cornell Powell, there's plenty of young guys out there that they might be interested in bringing in. And same goes at running back. I'm interested to see if Derek Gore or Thompson makes the practice squad, or possibly even both of them. But we'll just have to see how the waiver wire goes tomorrow and and we'll know more then. So that is really about, you know, all I had tonight was just get the information to you guys, and you guys can kind of make more of what you want with it. But I'll get back in a few days, and we'll start talking about the Browns and why that could be the game of the year week one.